This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Yes, Elliot normally has the hosting duties for the first episode of the week, but due to some computer issues, I've jumped in to take the reins. Elliot should be back on Friday, and hopefully again on Monday. Anyway, let's get to the news. Fantasy Flight Games is releasing Rex, Final Days of Empire, which is built upon the Dune rule system from the classic Avalon Hill game. Rex should be in stores over the next couple of days. The setting is the Twilight Imperium universe, and players compete to control Mechatol Rex and lead their civilizations to success. The final days of the Lazix Empire began in the 73rd year of the Twilight Wars, when, without warning, the Federation of Sol led a deadly assault directly on Mechatol Rex, the capital planet of the Empire itself. A climactic struggle for control of the Imperial City followed, fought as much with diplomacy and deception as with troops and starships. This is the story of that struggle. Rex Final Days of an Empire is a board game of negotiation, betrayal, and warfare in which 3 to 6 players take control of great interstellar civilizations, competing for dominance of the galaxy's crumbling Imperial City. Set 3,000 years before the events of Twilight Imperium, Rex tells the story of the last days of the Lazix Empire, while presenting players with compelling asymmetrical racial abilities and exciting opportunities for diplomacy, deception, and tactical mastery. Rex Final Days of Empire will be in stores very shortly. It's been reported the hobby game market grew by 20 to 25% in 2011, according to a report in the recently released ICV2's internal correspondence. This is over twice the growth rate for 2010, which was already a strong year, according to ICV2. Hobby game growth was led by the collectible card game category, where the big three, Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh!, and Pokemon, all had strong years, with Magic continuing an incredible multi-year run, Pokemon rejuvenated with the new Black and White series, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Especially strong in the hobby. HeroClix and World of Warcraft rounded out a strong top five in collectible games. The two box game categories both did well in 2011 as well, although deck building and card games are starting to suck some of the energy from board games. A ton of new board game titles were absorbed by the market last year, although it seems to be getting harder to develop long-term hits. The strong year was topped off by a very successful holiday season, in which multiple hobby game categories performed well, and industry figures are expecting big things from 2012 with widespread optimism as the business enters the year. It's important to keep in mind that you might want to take the 20 to 25% growth with a grain of salt, because ICV2 doesn't base these numbers on hard data, but simply on interviews with game store owners, publishers, and distributors. The top 10 board games for the fourth quarter of 2011 were Settlers of Catan from Mayfair Games, Ticket to Ride from Days of Wonder, Game of Thrones from Fantasy Flight Games, Mage Knight from WizKids, Eclipse from Asmodee, Carcassonne from Rio Grande, Risk Legacy from Hasbro, Last Night on Earth from Flying Frog Productions, Small World from Days of Wonder, and finally, The Walking Dead from Cryptozoic Entertainment. Queen Games is bringing Wallenstein back to stores. This Euro classic, which was originally published back in 2002, will include 2 new expansions absolutely free, Emperor's Court and Landsknecht. Rooted in one of the most important periods of European history, the Thirty Years' War of 1618 to 1648, Wallenstein focuses on the German princedoms, split into Catholic and Protestantic parties, each involved in religious and political conflicts. Players take on the roles of Gustav Adolf, King of Sweden, Albrecht von Wallenstein, and other famous leaders of the era in their quest for power and prestige. You'll fight to unite all the Germanic princedoms as Wallenstein returns this week. Privateer Press has released 5 new editions for War Machine and Hordes, and they will be arriving in stores this week. Krix gains the Iron Lich Overseer. Legion of Everblight receives a heavy Dragonspawn kit with 3 heavy Warbeast variants. Circle Ouroboros expands with a Haunting Gallows Grove. And the Trollbloods Trollkin War Wagon barges onto the battlefield. Forged from the consciousness of a trio of venerable Iron Liches, the Iron Lich Overseer exists to command thralls and machines in the field. It slowly turns as the battle unfolds to allow each of its three faces to survey the enemy as it unleashes volleys of soul-claiming arcane fire, all the while hissing commands to the Helljacks that follow it to war. The warlocks that serve the dragon Everblight can call upon a myriad of dragon spawn, each a perfect engine of draconic destruction. The Carnivian, an ancient and favored dragon spawn, shreds flesh, bone, and steel with its mighty claws and a shark-like maw. The Ravagor emulates its progenitor's fearsome breath by engulfing foes in gouts of blighted fire. Terrifying in its brutal simplicity, the sickle-armed Scythian is another ancient breed created to single-mindedly destroy any who oppose its master's will. The dragonspawn Proteus is Absalonia's greatest creation. With a mass of thrashing tentacles projecting from its horrible visage, Proteus is the dragon's hunger-given obscene form. This unnatural abomination snares its victims with its tentacles and drags them into the grasp of its waiting claws. Those ensnared die horribly as Proteus strips flesh from bone, filling the air with a bloody mist. An ancient manifestation of the Devourer's Worm's conscious will, the Gallows Grove flourishes on soil soaked in the blood of sacrifice and violent massacres. Possessing an unsettling approximation of sentience, these gnarled trees might vanish only to reappear where the blood flows most freely. Powerful druids of the circle are able to feed their will into these conduits of power and then unleash it upon those marked for death. The very presence of these trees saps vitality from the living as wounds gape wide to pour blood upon the thirsty roots of their destroyers. And finally, the war wagon roars across the battlefield with the crashing sound of hooves, iron, and wood. Pulled by enormous bison, the great wagon thunders forward, crushing any foe foolish enough to stand in its path. Once in position, it brings its monstrous main gun to bear and blasts apart man and beast alike in a brutal display of raw firepower. Even the occasional miss results in enormous destruction from the staggering explosive blast. All these War Machine and Hordes miniatures will be in stores this week. There's a lot of talk about Autark's upcoming role-playing game, Adventurer Conqueror King's System, and soon it will be hitting stores in hardcover this March, but is currently available in a PDF format. Adventurer Conqueror King's System, otherwise known as AXE, introduces a new fantasy role-playing game containing old-school and modern aspects of fantasy RPGs. There are loads of reviews out there about AXE, and many of them are saying that those who enjoy the TSR era of D&D, who aren't adverse to a bit more character customization, really owe it to themselves to check this book out. If you enjoy a good fantasy role-playing game, you should probably take a peek at AXE, and then place your pre-order for Adventurer Conqueror King's System today. Paizo Publishing is releasing a collection of new supplements for the Pathfinder role-playing game. Take your Jade Regent adventure one step further in The Empty Throne. You'll explore new lands with the Distant Worlds campaign setting, and look to learn all about pirates with the player companion, Pirates of the Inner Sea. You'll also be able to track your pirate loot with the Game Mastery Skull and Shackles item cards. In The Empty Throne, revolution brews in the Empire of Ming Kai as the people take up arms to throw off the yoke of their unnatural Oni masters. With a populace rising, the heroes lay siege to the capital of the empire, the ancient city of Kasai. There, they must discover the secrets of Emperor's past and seek the aid of ageless beings, gathering all the allies they can for a final assault on the bastion of the murderous Jade Regent. Will the heroes and their companions be able to bring an end to the warlord's tyranny, or will Ming Kai remain locked in the grip of true evil? Confront the powers of destiny and shape the fate of a nation in this, the exciting final chapter of the Jade Regent Adventure Path. The Empty Throne is a Pathfinder adventure for 13th level characters. Galarian is the primary world of the Pathfinder campaign setting, but it's not alone. Far beyond its lands and seas, sister worlds revolve around the same sun, their residents connected by magical portals or ships of terrifying magic and technology. Now take your game off planet and explore these weird new worlds for yourself in Distant Worlds. This book offers a detailed introduction to the science fantasy worlds of Galorian's solar system, each complete with its own mysterious locations and cultures. Discover how your swords and spells match up against the trench dwellers of the Red Planet, or the angelic Sarcians who soar between asteroids. Research the mysterious origins of the sealed world ship of Apostae, or hunt vortex sharks in the freezing seas of Kalomahoy. Though strange and new, each of these worlds uses the same Pathfinder role-playing game rules as Galorian itself. Find your inner pirate in Pirates of the Inner Sea. Draw your cutlass and set sail for adventure. For thousands of years, pirates have captured the imagination, their rough-and-tumble lives filled with a boundless lust for blood, gold, and glory. Being a pirate is the ultimate freedom. Freedom to take what you want and never apologize. Whether from the decks of massive slave galleons or beneath the sails of swift ships, pirates hunt the seas, singing shanties and hoisting the Jolly Roger as they seek out the next unsuspecting merchant. They are the wolves of the sea, and their hunger can never be sated. Whether you want to abandon the life of a landlubber to join a pirate crew, hunt down their murderous ships in the name of justice, or simply follow a mysterious map to buried treasure, Pirates of the Inner Sea has everything you need to know about piracy on Galarian. All of it 100% player-friendly and ready to guide you on your journey. The high seas are yours to pillage with this trove of pirate gear and buried treasure in the Skulls and Shackles item card set. These stolen riches and mysterious magic items include all the best plunder from the swashbuckling Skull and Shackles adventure path. This 54-card set of beautifully illustrated full-color item cards allows you to track your loot in vibrant detail. All four of these Pathfinder items should be in stores this week. And finally, Elliot and I have mentioned many times that we are huge fans of the We're Alive audio podcast at zombiepodcast.com. We're happy to announce Season 1 of We're Alive has been nominated for Best Audio Drama at the Audies. And if you don't know, the Audies are like the Academy Awards for audio publishing. There are 5 nominations in the Best Drama category, and they feature The Arthur Miller Collection by Arthur Miller, narrated by Stacey Keach, Richard Dreyfuss, Ed O'Neill, Brian Cox, and a full cast. The Graduate, adapted for the stage by Terry Johnson, based on the novel by Charles Webb and the screenplay by Calder Willingham and Buck Henry, narrated by Bruce Davidson, John Getz, Jameson Jones, Devin Sorvari, Linda Pearl, Matthew Reyes, and Kathleen Turner. I, Claudius by Robert Graves, narrated by Derek Jacobi, Tim McInerney, and Harriet Walker. The Mark of Zorro by Johnson McCulley and Yuri Rasovsky, narrated by Val Kilmer and a full cast. And alongside all these big star-studded casts is We're Alive by Casey Wayland, narrated by a full cast. I have to say, I'm pretty excited We're Alive is being included in such prestigious company. The awards are held on June 5th in New York, and I'm hoping We're Alive pulls off the win. That's it for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, have a terrific Tuesday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.